I understand his birth mother committed suicide.
Hanged herself, he said, lighting up. Right in front of him.
Oh my God. Liska could only imagine what that would do to a child. 10 years old, and forced to watch his mother kill herself. What must he have thought and felt? Helpless, powerless, terrified. Angry that his mother would leave him, guilty because children often feel responsible for bad things happening. Because their worlds revolve around them, they think that somehow they could have prevented them. If only he hadn't thrown a baseball through the front window, if only he hadn't gotten in trouble at school, if only he had meant enough to her. And then to lose your first wife, his second mother, that must have been tough on him.
She loved him, Haas said. Didn't matter how difficult he could be. She just loved him.
Bobby told me he really liked Marlene, too, Liska said. He said she was always baking cookies.
Wayne Haas smiled a little at the memory, before a cloud of grief settled over him, darker than before.
Bobby told me you and he used to do a lot of stuff together, Liska said. Go fishing, play catch. He misses that. He misses you.
His eyes rimmed red, and he looked away from her, embarrassed he might cry in front of her.
You need each other, Liska said. That's the way you heal each other. She got up from the table and put a business card down near Wayne Haas's hand,
then walked away, feeling ashamed of herself for using the emotions of a broken man to get information about his own son. At least, she hadn't left any scars. Guys on the job could bully a witness or a perp, scare them into cooperating.
Being small and female, she was better off relying on gentler, sneakier ways of getting information.
Not having a penis was, every once in a while, to her advantage. Jerome Walden's home was her next stop. The lovely and pleasant Mrs. Walden answered, hungover, wearing last night's makeup, a leopard print see-through wrap over a zebra-striped bra and panties. She should have been arrested for crimes against fashion. Liska showed her ID through the screen door.
What now? The woman complained. Is this about Ray Malone? I don't know nothing but that he's a son of a bitch and he owes me money.
He give you that shiner? Liska asked, referring to a black eye that was only just beginning to purple.
I ran into something.
Like a fist, Liska thought, but she didn't pursue the issue.
Is your son home?
The woman looked suspicious.
Why?
Because I asked.
That's not an answer.
It's the one I'm giving you, Liska said, annoyed. That women like this one were allowed to have children was beyond her.
I shouldn't give you that much. The state this house is in, I should be calling social services. Oh, fuck you, little Miss Tweed Blazer.
You can answer one goddamn question, or I'm on the phone to report you, Liska said forcefully. Your kid gets taken away from you, so do the family aid checks.
Jerome Walden's mother scowled at her, trying to decide if Liska was bluffing, or maybe considering how the loss of that AFDC check would crimp her lifestyle.
He's not home, she said.
Where is he?
Like I'm supposed to know that. He's practically an adult.
From somewhere in the background came a loud male voice.
Hey, babe, where are you? Come suck my dick.
Liska arched a brow. Duty calls. The woman gave her the finger and slammed the door in her face. What could she expect from a woman who mixed her animal prints? With a mother like that, it was a wonder Jerome Walden wasn't already on the most wanted list. But the larger question that loomed in front of her as she got back in her car and headed downtown was where Jerome Walden and Bobby Haas were, and just what the hell were they up to?